Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Notice anything unusual about Santa Carla yet?
No, it's a pretty cool place. If you're a Martian.
Or a vampire.
Are you guys sniffing on newsprint or something?
You think you really know what's happening around here, don't you? Well, I'll tell you something. You don't know shit, buddy.
Yeah. You think we just work in a comic book store for our folks, huh?
Actually, I thought it was a bakery.
This is just our cover. We're dedicated to a higher purpose. We're fighters for truth, justice, and the American way.
Right.
Hey, man. Read this.
I told you, I don't like horror comics.
Think of it more as a survival manual. There's our number on the back. And pray that you never need to call us.
I'll pray I never need to call you. Sure.
Morning, everyone. Armageddon has been going in the Southern Hemisphere for over 16 years now. Been in New Zealand for 16 years. We've been here in Melbourne for 7 years now. This year, moving out to the showgrounds. It is the biggest show in the Southern Hemisphere. Auckland attracting over 55,000 attendees each year. This year, as Sally said, we're expecting over 20,000 again out to the showgrounds. Now, this morning we've got a couple of great guests with us. Corey Feldman, best known from some of the cult classics of the 80s, of Goonies.
Gremlins.
Gremlins.
I don't remember.
Lost Boys, and a lot more. I'd like to also thank them for coming along this weekend to Australia for us.
Well, keep it fairly free-flowing. So if anyone has any questions for any number of our panel, just let me know who you'd like to speak to and hands up, yell out.
Corey.
Yes.
I'm Ann Patterson from 99.9 Voice FM.
Hello.
Radio station in Ballarat, which is country Victoria, about an hour and a half away.
Nice.
Asking about your band. I've watched it, The Truth.
Truth Movement.
Truth Movement. Tell me a bit about the band and what you're doing at the moment, and you love it.
Well, thank you for asking. Truth Movement is something that I developed in the early 90s. The idea originally was that I wanted to do kind of a Pink Floyd-esque sound because of the fact that I'm such a big fan of that style of music. And I think that all music should be in the form of art. It should be writing something that's positive and that's thought-provoking and therefore truthful. So as a writer, I made a decision early on that if I was going to write music, I wanted to write stuff that was going to be honest and was going to be thought-provoking. And with the band, I wanted it to be more than just music, but an actual movement of people that were bonding together to fight for that aspect of truth. So I've done two albums. The second album, we actually incorporated some of the actual members of Pink Floyd and the people within the Pink Floyd family to work with us. So we were lucky enough to get the great Storm Thurgeson, who's now unfortunately passed away as of last year, to do our artwork. And that became his final artwork, I believe, original concept album artwork for any album. And then the great John Karen of Pink Floyd, who's been with them for now 27, 28 years, he co-wrote and co-produced seven of the songs on that album. And then Scotty Page, who played sax with them for several years, also came and played sax with us. Now I've got a new solo album out that's completely aside from Truth Movement, totally different style of music, pop music, a lot of EDM, alternative type style. And on this album that's coming out, well, we don't know exactly when the full album's coming out yet, but hopefully later this year or early next year. But it features many great duets, including Fred Durst, Kaya Jones from the Pussycat Dolls, Rick One and Poet from Black Eyed Peas, and B. Howard, who's relatable to the Jackson family, for those of you who don't know him. So it's a very exciting project, and as an exclusive, I've brought with me to this event a first ever 5-song maxi single, which is kind of a preview of that album. It's called First Glimpse of Heaven / Angelic to the Core. Angelic to the Core is the name of the forthcoming album. And it's got 5 songs on it, and I'll show it to you here. I've made it exclusively for Australia. This is the cover art, and it's actually got the Australian flag on it as a special collector's edition for Australia.
And can we buy this at the event?
Yes, there's only 100 copies that I've made. That's it. So once they're gone, they're gone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
Is Corey, anyone else?
Yes. In regards to music and art, do you try and incorporate the theatricality into your live performances as well?
Very much so, yes. Unfortunately, we've never had really the chance to tour outside of the U.S. So for those who have seen our shows, have come to the U.S., or we did one show in Canada and one show in England, but for the most part, it's been very limited to America. So my goal and my dream is to tour here. I would love to bring the show here, and it is very theatrical, lots of costume changes, and with Truth Movement specifically, it's kind of a multi-dimensional interactive experience where we have lasers, we have light show, we have dancers, we have visuals, like, you know, videos that go along with the music, things like that. For a solo tour, I'm not really sure what I'd do because I haven't done a tour of this size yet, but I do have a new theme that I've created with my new brand, which is called Corey's Angels, and sitting next to me, this is Courtney Ann, and she's the first angel to be picked. She's also on the album cover and in the new video for Ascension Millennium, which is now playing on MTV, and also you can see it on my YouTube page if you don't get MTV.
Any other specific questions? Yes.
Sonia from Joy 94.9 for Cyclone Screen. A question for Corey.
Hello.
Being in some of the most iconic films that we all loved, VHS in the 80s and 90s.
God bless you. Thank you.
But one of my most favorites I watched 4 o'clock this morning, The Lost Boys.
Oh, nice.
Shoemakers.
Yes.
Now, one thing I wondered for you there, Corey, did you ever feel like, wouldn't it be great to have been bitten or to have become...
Well, for those who really followed my kind of anthology, if you will, body of work, I did do a film for good old Universal Pictures back in 1993 called Tales from the Crypt Presents Bordello of Blood, in which I did, in fact, play a vampire. So even though it wasn't for the Lost Boys series, I did get my teeth in there, so to speak. Thank you. Yeah, incredible cast. I was very, very honored and blessed to work with such a great dynamic cast as the original film. And quite honestly, Kiefer's brother Angus did a great job in the sequel, as did Tad and Autumn. And then in the third one, we shot that whole movie out in South Africa. So that was, again, a very talented cast of, you know, South African people, and, including Tanit Phoenix, who did an amazing job, and Jameson Newlander, who returned as the Frog Brother. So it's been a fun journey. Not quite as exciting as Lord of the Rings' journey. I would have rather done that. No, I'm just joking.
Well, it's in my top 10. And
thank you. Thank you very much.
That one and Near Dark would be the best of the 80s.
Thank you very much. It's very sweet of you. Thank you.
Does anyone have any last questions before we let our panel go? Yep, go for it.
Oh, yes, this is for Corey. Are you planning on holding any fabulous parties here? And do I need to sleep with you?
Oh, my God. Ian, apparently. Just go to his room and wear some fishnets, and I think we'll get you on the list. No, I'm joking.
Just opening up the list.
He's actually working on it.
On the list. Pretty damn good, I can tell you that now.
Well, we don't have anything planned, but, hey, bedazzle us. You know, we're here.
You never know what can happen.
That's right. We're down to have fun. We're very excited. I'm very, very excited to be here. It's my first time coming to Australia in 25 years. So I've only been one other time, and that was to Sydney. So it's the first time to Melbourne. And, it's an exciting time for me with Corey's Angels, of course, but then also the new album. I have my new book, which I brought for you all to see, the first copy. It's the first actual copy, so I'm excited about this. It's called Choreography, and that'll be out in just a couple weeks. And then my new film, which is coming to theaters in America anyway in January, called The M Word. So it's a lot of good stuff going on right now. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. We'll wrap up. Thank you again, and thanks so much to our panel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hello. one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, Sonia. It's your father here. Your mother called you the other day, but you didn't bother calling back. Listen, love, we're a bit worried about you. We got a call from your doctor. He says you haven't been attending your appointments. Now, Sonia, you know that you've got a bit of an unhealthy obsession with horror movies. And the science fiction stuff, too. It twists minds, Sonia. It's not healthy, it's not normal, and it's not right. If you could call your mother, please, and tell her how you're going, and please start going to your appointments. Sonia, who knows what could happen if you don't change your tastes? Why don't you just try and enjoy a nice romantic comedy every now and again? Maybe one with Katherine Heigl, like your mother and I do. All right, love, we'll see you Christmas. And if not, the Christmas after that.
And don't forget your appointment with Sci-Fi and Scream.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.